The coronavirus is affecting every corner of the earth, and blind and partially sighted people aren't immune to this, as you know. I thought I'd check in with blind movie critic Jay Forey over in America, in Tampa. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Simon. How are you doing today?
I'm not bad, my friend. I'm keeping myself locked away.
Well, I know we're both staying busy, which is good. I can't do any movie reviews, which I had slowed down on that anyway, but I still work part-time with a doctor's office, but it's all over the phone, so that's good. And my wife's a teacher, so she's doing that virtually. So we're both staying busy, which is kind of good.
So, how has life changed over there with the coronavirus?
Probably the same as in the UK. We're having to stay at home, that type of thing. My wife usually goes to the store and everything like that because I am a diabetic. That's how I lost my sight. I actually had a kidney transplant 30 years ago, which a lot of people, that's almost getting to be a record, but still, I'm immunosuppressed, so I have to watch it. I'm certain, 30, 40 miles north of Tampa, so I'm not in too bad of an area, but we still are staying home. Hey, Simon, I'm still going out to eat though at takeout. I had Chinese last night, and yeah, so several nights a week I do get takeout, so I have to have my takeout restaurant food though, Simon. Well,
You are such a bad diabetic.
I try to eat stuff that's good for me, so.
Of course, it's affecting everything, isn't it? Because a lot of the big movies have been put back.
Oh, exactly. That's into the movie section. Of course, I'm sure the same as in the UK. All the films have been pushed back. This is when things start opening for the summer, April and May. We have James Bond that's being pushed back, and of course, it's going to be Daniel Craig's last James Bond film. We have Black Widow, another movie that's being pushed back, superhero film. So yes, the biggies are being pushed back. The thing is, they don't want to be able to, they want to make be able to, when they open big, they want to make all their money up front. Plus, I don't know about you, but all the movie theaters are closed. So one of the interesting things that they are doing, they are opening some films and they're live streaming. So that's kind of nice, so people can watch some new films over streaming on their computer or television. So at least that's one thing that's kind of nice.
Over here, the Royal Shakespeare Company have put some of their productions online to watch as well, so you can get some real theatre. And I suppose with everybody locked down and in isolation, there's a chance to watch some things that you wouldn't normally look at.
I know that is the neat thing. And something I thought of is actually, I guess in a way, we're kind of in a world, we're kind of lucky. Just think if this would have happened 20 years ago, there wouldn't have been all the social networking that we have now. Teachers teaching online and all the stuff we can see. There was some stuff online, but nothing like it is now. So you always try to look at the positive thing, what's happening. It's the same all over the world, so I am sure probably the same stuff that's happening over here is not, same as over there. We do have 9 states here in the United States, the 50 states, that very, very limited, and they're not on a lockdown order because they're just wide open states with farming and stuff like that going on. So they're still kind of open, but the rest of 40, 41 states are, on lockdown. But since it's so big and wide over here, some of the areas out west are just still open.
It's funny, I think some people are so bored. I'm hearing from people that I've not heard from in years.
I'm making a lot of phone calls myself, but and you know what? I have to do it. I was telling you earlier that I don't have a smartphone. I just have one of the dumb phones that's not on the internet or anything like that. So yeah, I'm making a lot of phone calls, calling people, and check my with my parents, up north. So yeah, I am making a lot of phone calls. and staying busy that way. And like I said, I'm online, and some I have for work. If my phone rings here to my house, a lot of calls.
Well, I think you should get Dorothy to get you a smartphone, and you could spend the lockdown learning how to use it.
No, I'll stick with a dumb phone. So. Hey, that's hard to do. So.
You and me have got that in common.
So you don't like electronics and stuff like that either, huh? You have to have Paulina help you with all that other good stuff.
Yeah, producer Paulina, she's like my Tinkerbell. She's in the background. You never hear her, but she makes sure everything works fine.
Well, that's I guess Dorothy is my Tinkerbell. So.
Well, Jay, it's lovely to talk with you. I'm sorry it's under these kind of circumstances, but if we all hang tough and stick to the rules, hopefully this will pass, and it will pass at some point, and we'll all get through to the other side. But it's lovely to talk with you, and please stay safe.
I will, and it is so funny. When you and I talk now on the side, it's so funny. This is a worldwide pandemic, so the same stuff you're going through, I'm going through, and vice versa. It's not like things are just happening to me or in the United States or to you in the UK. It's everywhere. So, but like you said, we'll get through it together. But Simon, I just have one request. Stop hoarding that toilet paper. So, I'm trying to buy some over here, and this guy named Simon seems to be buying it all. So,
I'll send you some over.
Okay, thanks, Simon.
Take care, Jay. I will speak to you soon.
Thanks, Simon. Talk later.
Remember, if you'd like some support, don't forget you can phone RNIB's advice line. It's 0303 123 9999.